Welcome to the Ink Enthusiast Podcast. I'm Mr. Wally.
And I'm Lonnie. We're your hosts for the Inked Enthusiast Podcast.
And this is a new episode.
Yes. So
it's our second episode.
Yeah. So today we are on episode 2 of the podcast. And we just want to go ahead and basically thank everyone who has downloaded, subscribed, commented, you know, give a rating,
sharing with other people.
Yeah, everything. We really appreciate you guys, and we thank you guys for the ones that have shown support. That means a lot when you're at zero trying to grow something from fucking zero. So we really appreciate that. Thank you very much. And also, we do want to go ahead and introduce, we do have a YouTube channel now. It's the Inked Enthusiast Podcast, the same exact name as the Instagram, the podcast. And basically, on there is this, it's the audio in the format of like YouTube podcast, their version of that shit. So if you guys are interested, you can go over there and listen to it as well. Obviously, subscribing, hitting the like button, leaving a comment.
When we start on YouTube?
Huh?
When we start on YouTube?
Today. Today, yeah.
So we can say we in all the platforms. We in Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Apple Music, RSS.
Yeah.
YouTube and?
And Amazon Music.
Amazon Music.
Yeah, so we're on pretty much everything, you know, everything. It's good enough, you know. So today on the podcast, we are going to be diving into this man right here, his tattoo journey. We might as well start off the second episode like this because why not? He is a tattoo artist. He does have 10 years that we just celebrated recently, which we kind of talked about a little bit on the last podcast.
And the first episode.
Yeah, on the first episode. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that today. I have some questions for you. We're going to get into all of those juicy, juicy things.
Sounds cool. And I have a lot to say in this episode.
Good. Yeah. You're going to bump it up. Okay. So we're going to jump into your journey, basically, like, you started as a tattoo artist, all that good stuff. So let's jump into it. All the sauce, all the tea, yeah.
The sauce that people want to know about.
Yeah, so basically, let's start by just, how did you get started? Like, how did you know you want to be a tattoo artist?
I know that since I was a kid. Since I was, like, well, I saw drawing at like super young age.
Yeah.
And then when I was like teenager, I was like, yeah, I love like tattoos and piercing and all that. And I started drawing like that kind of stuff, like lettering, like tattoo style shit. And I don't start yet when I was a teenager because I don't have the resources to get a machine and start and all that, because in that time, doesn't exist like today, like $100 or $20 machine, or the Chinese one or the copy or whatever machine, the cheaper ones. It was just the expensive one, like Mickey Sharps, like that kind of brands. That was like 200 and something, and I don't have like money enough, so I never get one.
Yeah.
So when I turned like 24, 25, I was working in one of my homies' fast food restaurant, and one guy from my hood, from my neighborhood, he was selling a tattoo machine with everything.
Oh, dang.
The cord, the pedal, the
whole shebang.
Yeah, the coil ones, the old ones. And I was like super interested in buying it, but I told that guy like, I don't know, man. Walk around and come back if you have some offers. So he won $15. And I really want it, but I'm like, I wanna get it for cheap. So he came back like 30 minutes later and he's like, oh man, like I really need that money because I'm doing some whatever bullshit. And I say, I have 10. He's like, okay, that's a deal. Boom, here's the machine, here's the cords. And then he said, like, give me a few minutes, I'll be right back. And he bring me a whole bag full of needles and the disposable grips and everything. So I start over there, 2015.
Paying for $10
That was a whole a gift.
for the Lolo.
Yeah.
That's like, I mean,
Nothing.
$10 and you got like the whole like thing and some needles and stuff. You got like that was a fucking hookup. Like for real, for real.
Yeah, that was like super cheap.
Yeah. So from there you got your machine, then what?
And then I went to the supply store, but I had to go all over the downtown like a whole hour. And I get a few things I need, like plastic gloves, ink, important, those kind of stuff. And then I start tattooing and me and my brothers, we making a grill and some ribs,
You mean you were grilling?
like a barbecue ribs or something like that. Like I don't give a
Yeah,
fuck about
you guys were grilling.
the cooking something.
Yeah.
So they bring the ribs with the skin. So I cut out the skin out of the ribs, and I cut it in two squares, and I start like practicing in pork skin.
Oh yeah, you were telling me something about like you can
Yeah.
practice like on a lemon, a banana skin,
Yeah,
and
you can
like
practice in some fruits and skin. That's a real skin. It's a little bit hard, but it's
Yeah, so it's not like super authentic to human skin, but yeah.
yeah. So I started there, like in the second piece I was practicing, like doing super good, like letters and some animals and stuff. And my brother asked me like, when do you want to start tattooing like real skin people? I said like, I don't know, man. I want to wait like 6 months from now. And he's like, 6 months? For what? You've been drawing your whole life. It's like, give me a tattoo over here in my arm. I'm like, really? It's like, yeah, not playing. Okay. So I did a rose.
Wow.
So I started tattooing my homies, my brother,
Everybody.
my
The
neighbors.
local tattoo man.
Yeah, I saw
How was the rose? How did the rose turn out? Was it good or no?
super good.
Oh, good.
It was black and gray at first, and then he said, you can add some color, and I have black, white, red, and green.
Oh wow.
So it's a lot of people asking for roses and then colors, so I'm like, I need those colors.
Yeah.
So I did it on color, but it
That's
came out
cool.
really good.
Nice. That's
That's
super cool.
how I started in 2015. And I started making a lot of money too. Like getting like a lot of business, a lot of customers. I was just living off that, just tattooing.
That's pretty cool though. I mean, that's pretty cool to like say that you want to do something and then you're like, I'm just gonna start. I'm just gonna do it. And you start like making actual money off of it. That's pretty
That's
good because most like businesses you start, it takes time to like turn over and
building,
yeah, like your return
growing.
on investment, etc. Like, yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, when I was tattooing those pork, the skins,
Yeah.
practicing before I start tattooing people, I told my brothers, I'm gonna be an artist and I'm gonna travel and make a lot of money doing tattoos, and I'm doing it.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's super cool to like set out to like do something. Say like I want to do this. I want to be that, and then actually like follow through and do those things is like that's top tier.
It's been a long journey, but worth
Yeah,
it.
but a journey that's worth it. And if you're super passionate about that and everything, like everybody has a journey with like things that they're trying to do, the goals that they're setting. So that's pretty cool.
So I finished the 2015 being super, like, not famous, but super known. I was known before that in my neighborhood, but then I started like monetizing the like people knowing me for the tattoos.
Yeah, where you're from, right?
Yeah, and then 2016, saying I sell like super good, a lot of customers making money. I wasn't thinking in getting like a regular job and tattooing like the weekends, nah, just tattooing.
Yeah.
And then 2016 and February, I got involved in a car accident and I broke my humerus and like three or four pieces.
Aches.
Yeah, so my career was like
Yeah, like right as you're like
down.
gaining momentum, you're like, yeah, we're done.
I was like fucking, I don't know, like sad, like.
Yeah, of course. Anybody would. That's like being a dancer and then like fucking up your knee or something like that. Like that's fucking a catastrophe to your passion.
Yeah. So I broke my arm and three or four pieces, and I have to wait for the surgery like a whole month. And it's still people asking me like, "Hey, like I want to get this," and I'm like, "Oh man, I'm fucked up.
Yeah, I can't do
I can't do
it.
shit.
Yeah.
I don't even put my fucking shoelaces together by my own. I need help."
Yeah.
So I wait like 2 months. So I wait 1 month. The surgery happened. They fixed my bone. And I stay in the hospital for a whole week. And then when I got home, I removed the bandage and everything. And I'm trying to move my arm, and my arm was stuck.
Yeah.
I have to do physical therapy for like a whole month. And after the surgery, 40 days later, I was back tattooing.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
I have to take like every 40 minutes a little break.
Yeah.
But I'm back.
Yeah, you're back in action.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. That's good that you at least healed like in a timely manner. You're young enough to like let your body do what it does,
Yeah.
versus being like an older person, like you take for not forever, but like you take so much longer to heal.
No, my recovery was fast because I pushed myself to make it fast.
Yeah, of course.
So
So from there.
from then I started tattooing again, like more like I came
With
back stronger.
the vengeance.
Yeah, stronger and smarter.
Right.
And so that was 2016. And then I get a job. So I start working like a office work Monday to Friday, and Friday nights tattooing and Saturday and Sunday. And after that, 2017, after my grandma passed away, like 2 months later, I moved to LA. And I start my career over there from zero again, from scratch.
Yeah.
I don't know nobody. I don't have like friends and nothing.
Yeah, that's a different like kind of individual to be like, I'm gonna go to a whole different country and then I'm gonna like do
And a whole different
something
language.
right, a whole different language and like start something like that's not a typical, it's not like, oh, I'm gonna go be, I went to school and I'm gonna go to be like a, I don't fucking know, like a veterinarian or something, like something that's a little bit more normal, regular, you know?
Like 9 to 5.
Yeah, basically. That's super ambitious and that's super scary. I could only imagine, like, if I was you and in your shoes, and I'm like leaving United States to go some random place, and I don't even know the language they speak there, and I'm doing a
Can be
job.
rough.
Yeah, that can be like a lot of emotions, you know? But that's cool. That says a lot about you as a person.
So I start tattooing over there. Some this guy, he was a neighbor. Like I used to live in the second floor, and he live now we live in the third floor. He lives in the second floor,
Yeah.
and he don't even speak my language. And he was some Hispanic. So I started doing that guy. I get a job in a restaurant, washing dishes. That's how I like collect my money, and I get a machine and all the supplies I need to do that tattoos. So on my days off, I start doing a mobile service.
Oh.
Super cheap. Like 30 bucks, 50, 100,
What a real
150.
steal.
Yeah.
Those are the
I was.
people that come into the shop these days that are like, I want to get this. And they're like, well, it's such and such of a price. Really? Oh my
Oh.
God, because I got this for $50 at my friend's house. We're like, yeah, and it looked like that. It fucking
Look
looked,
like it.
and it looked
Yeah.
terrible.
Well, I get my like cheap machines and everything, but the quality was good.
Yeah.
The thing is, I don't know the pricing. And then I get a new power supply, and I go to Valencia, close to Six Flags.
Oh, yeah. Valencia.
So I met this guy. He have more like way more experience than me. He have a bunch of machines for sale and everything. And I asked him about the pricing. So he guide me a little bit with the pricing because I was charging like too low.
Yeah.
He told me like
Learning
this
process.
areas is more expensive, like the neck, the hands, the face,
Right.
the elbows and
Because you said
stuff.
like the skin on the neck is like different,
Yeah,
right?
it's different and it's difficult.
Yeah, right. Because you have to stretch it more, right?
Yeah, and
Yeah.
bleeds more. It's more like thin.
Yeah, exactly.
So
Yeah.
it's a lot of things like people don't know
Right.
as a customer.
Of course. And I could vouch for that too, just being like on one side of the fence and now to be like on another side of the fence. There's stuff that, like, even back in the day when I used to get my tattoos, even before we were married and a thing, like, I would wonder, like, oh, I wonder why, like, they charge like this price, or like, why, like, colors more, or like, if I get it on this area versus this area, like, it's a difference in the prices. But now that I'm on the different side, I can more so like understand.
Yeah.
And I have a different respect for like tattoo artists in general, I feel, because it's like when you're a client, you don't really like, no offense, you don't like know shit, to be honest. Let's just keep it 100. So it's like you don't really know, you know, why are we charging the prices that are being charged, you know? But if you're on the other side and you know, you're like, damn, I see, it's the experience, it's the time, it's the, your fucking neck hurting, your back is fucking
Supplies,
stiff,
because it's
supplies.
not the same. You spend it like in cheap supplies, then the real quality ones are
Right.
expensive, like
Right.
machines, needles, ink, all the power supplies
Yeah.
that make a huge difference into the final product and the quality.
Yeah, not to mention, like, if you want color or no color, if you're getting it like on your neck, on your
Yeah.
ribs. Some people do the most, get things on their booties, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, that's that thing. Go back to your story.
So we're back to LA.
Yeah. You bought your shit.
Yeah, I get a new power supply. That guy explained me and guide me a little bit. So I start like again from there. And then this guy, the neighbor I was doing tattoos, he was like, I want this design and I have 150. So when I asked the other guy who sell me the power supply, like, oh, look at this guy, he want like this big Zeus piece here. And he's telling me he have 150. And he said like, he's fucking crazy. I would charge like 700, 800 for that shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, really that much? He's like, yeah. I'm like, damn, I'm about
Like,
to
good
make
shit, good
money.
shit.
Yeah, so I stopped tattooing that guy because he wanna scam me a little,
Oh, you didn't sell him,
basically.
you didn't sell him like, oh, it's 800, or you're
No, it's
just,
like, nah, it's too low. I can do another little stuff for that money, but not that big ass piece. You're like, nah, man, you're
yeah.
crazy. You're smoking something.
So,
So I start getting like, put money together and buy for myself like a new machine from Amazon. A little
are we
bit more,
getting another one?
yeah, a little bit more expensive than the one I had from the
You're like
Swamit.
slowly upgrading, like
Yeah.
a little bit more. Yeah.
Yeah. I go from a 20 bucks machine, a coil one, and Amazon I found one for like 60 bucks.
Yeah.
And that one works like decent.
Good.
So 60.
So from there.
Yeah, and then another one, I get another like 50, 60. So one from for shading and the other one was a liner. And then I start like getting tattoos by a guy in San Fernando Valley. And shout out to Casual. So we went to a convention one day with a guy and his apprentice. We went to a convention. So the apprentice, he wanna buy a machine, and I wanna get the same machine the other guy had. So we talked with this man, and we don't even know he was the who owns the nuclear tattoo supply. He was the owner. So he said it's 500, but if you guys trying to get like two, I can give you like a little deal. So we get two machines,
Nice.
and I'm still having the same machine. It works like
Super good.
super good. Nothing. Immortal tattoo machine. Super good.
Fucking cool. Yeah.
And now we know the and we get supplies from the same store in
Yeah,
Vegas.
right?
Nuclear.
We have a whole fucking podcast session every time we're going to get
Yeah.
supplies.
And shout out to Andres.
Yeah, he's super
So
cool.
the last dude.
Yeah, no, he's cool. And his girl is cool too. I
Yeah.
like her. So yeah, so after you got your next tattoo machine, so how did you get here to Vegas?
So I started tattooing a few more like new customers, new people, and passing a little bit the pandemic, I moved to New York. But I don't like it, so I stay like a month. And then I moved to Florida and I stayed there for a whole year. And Orlando, I was tattooing like a lot of people. I was like getting super numb, making a lot of money, but I already took the decision to move back to California. So I got back to California. That was 2021, October. But I moved in an apartment with my brother in Orange County. So I start like fresh again. I get a new car, a new Mercedes, and then I get involved in another car accident. I lost that car. I keep going, tattooing my people. And then I met two homies from my country. they do tattoos, and they give me the contact. So they give me the contact from a tattoo shop owner from here, from Vegas. So I talked to him and I met him in LA. We have like a little, like a short conversation, like an interview, like checking my portfolio and stuff. And he's like, "When you want to start?" I said, "Like today, tomorrow." He's like, "Hell yeah, that's the people I need." And I asked him like, "I can go with you in your truck?" And he's like, "No, I'm with my family and stuff, so my vehicle is full." So I get a few documentation for like a certification in LA, bloodborne pattern pathogens and stuff. I get a flying ticket, and I move to Vegas a few days after that.
Wow.
And I start tattooing in North Las Vegas in the men's shop. The man.
The man. Yeah.
I'm not gonna say names.
Yeah, we're not gonna say
Yep.
names. We already know, but
Yeah, people know.
yeah, but do you wanna talk on that experience a little bit
That
without saying names?
was a rough experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna say all we talk in this podcast is the truth and only the truth.
The truth,
And
so help me God.
yep. And
So you started working at the shitty man's place,
yeah.
and then the whole experience there was like super crazy, fucking crazy.
Yeah, and I have some money. So I start over there, and the second day he asked me for an iPad. He's like, "Oh, you don't have an iPad? You gotta go." And I was like, What do you mean? Give me 1 second. I get on my phone, Best Buy, Walmart, blah, blah, blah. Okay, in 2 days it's coming, my new iPad. He's like, "Oh, okay, you can stay." So the second day we already start with problems.
Yeah, like who, like,
It's tripping.
yeah, like a who starts like a bus like that? Like, if you're a genuine shop owner and you're a boss and you're trying to help the people that are working in your shop, you would say something instead of being like, "Oh, you don't got an iPad? Get on." You would say like,
Yeah,
"Oh, bro,
I
like,
can
you know,
help you.
like you have
Like,
an iPad," and you would tell them yes or no. If you say no, it'd be like,
you need
"Oh,
a
okay,
ride
bro."
to Target or
You
Walmart.
would be like, "Okay, bro, you know, like make sure you get your iPad, blah, blah, blah. Like, I give you time. Like, not like you don't have an iPad, get out." Who does that?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So we start back. And after that, a few months, it was like, it was just me. It was another two guys working. He fired them. I stay because I start here like by myself. I don't have friends. I don't have connection. I
Right.
don't have nothing. And I was living in the shop. I was sleeping in a fucking tattoo bed and in the floor for like 2 weeks. And then I found a room. I started renting a room. And then after that, I started renting my own apartment like a few months later. So one problem started when he asked me for my health card. The health department body art card. I'm like, I just have the LA County one. That shit works. When I asked to the health department inspector, the lady said, "Yeah, that works. You can go to the health department and get a guest one for Nevada, and it's like 120. I don't remember 20 or 120, and that worked for a few months, and you're good." I'm like, "Okay." And then this man start tripping, like, "No, you have to sign for like a apprenticeship, and I'm gonna charge you this much, 4,000, and you have to pay me 500 every month, and blah blah blah." And I'm like, okay, I want to do I want to do right. I want to start here with my document
Yeah,
and
you
everything
came
good.
this far. You're like, let's see it through and do a good job.
Yeah. So I went to the health department. I do my test and I failed the first
Ah,
one, the first time.
no, is it?
So
Nah, shit.
I lost.
And that guy's such an asshole. He'd probably like, you know,
Was like,
like no.
at the same time, I didn't pass, so that's normal. I lost 150. And then the next week, I read more, like, I study everything. It's a super short book. And the week later, I went to do the test again, and I passed it. I was like, yeah, finally.
Yeah.
So that day, and it's about to be like my birthday. That was 1 month before my birthday. So I start paying the apprenticeship 500 every month for like almost a year. That was a trip with that man, that little man. Always something. He's always tripping about something. Missing some money, whatever.
Yeah, well, he, like, as I mean, you know, as far as I know, that man was a real fucking character. Like to say the least, he just to say the
He
least.
have his fame, like you. I'm not even gonna say his name, and people know.
Yeah, most likely. I mean, 9 times out of 10, because he has like a reputation of being a
Bad
complete
reputation,
asshole
bad.
and, you know, doing a whole bunch of other shit we won't say, but he be dabbling in a little bit of this and a little bit of that,
Yeah.
you know, like
We're here to
he.
tell the story. I'm not a snitch. People know, and they know that guy.
Yeah, and it's not even about like being a snitch. It's like right is right and wrong is wrong, and you're doing dirty by people, and you
Yeah.
know what's up, and you know things, and you're still being like a shady lady. You know what I
Yeah, and I
mean?
was like
Like,
super honest with the money, with everything. He was like checking the paperwork. If are you stealing? You stealing customers?
yeah,
You
he's.
tattooing a home? He's like always tripping, and I don't know, always tripping for something.
Yeah, he was super extra.
Yeah.
Like, bro, chill out. But all those extracurricular activities that he does is the reason why he's fucking having a
Tripping.
hard time and always tripping, because you're not okay in the top. You know what I mean? Somebody's not home
Yeah.
and the top. So that's part of the reason he was like extra difficult, because he's doing, you know, extra activities on the side, messing with his mental state.
So the same year, like that was August when I started my apprenticeship. Supposedly I'm not an apprentice, but I have, like, legally for the health department, I have to start the process. That took 6 months. And I asked him, hey, can you sign up for me? And I'm still working here and paying you the rest. And he's like, no, I'm not gonna sign up for you, because if I sign you, you're gonna get your car and you're gonna leave and you're not gonna pay me.
Wow.
And I've been loyal all this time, and it's like you don't trust me and blah blah blah. So next year, so at the end of the 2022, I bring my family. I bring my mom and my little brother to live with me. So 2023, he start tripping when they visit me at the shop, talking stuff, like bad stuff about them. So I finished the 4K he charged me for the apprenticeship. I'm like, okay, here's the last payment. I want my paper sign off to get my car. He's like, no, I didn't say 4K. I say 6K.
No way. Fucking asshole.
I said, like, Hell no, you're crazy.
Yeah,
He's like, no, no,
literally.
but today is the payment. Give me those 500 and I'm gonna check the papers at home. And if
My
you're right,
God.
I'm gonna bring you the 500 back. Okay? I'm like, I don't trust you, but here's the 500. And the next day or the next 2 days, he's like, oh, I was checking the papers and my wife lost the papers. But I remember I said 6,000, not four. I'm like, nah, you're crazy, man. It's like, no, but you have to pay me more. Pay you more. Sign the papers first, and
What the
I
fuck?
can give you something.
Yo, he's crazy. Like beyond crazy. That man is like on another fucking planet. How are you gonna tell somebody for me to sign up for you? We talked about 4,000. And of course you're gonna remember that. It's not like, oh, $20.
And he keep my copy, the copy of that paper, he
Yeah.
keep it. So I don't see that paper.
That's fucking crazy. He was trying to swindle. Damn. And to go from 4,000 to 6,000, bro, you need to leave that shit alone because you're
So
tweaking.
I end up paying him for the apprentice bullshit, 4,500. And after that, I'm like, I'm done with you. I'm leaving. He's like, no, please, don't leave me. Stay 1 or 2 weeks more because I have to find another. I'm like, I don't care,
You're
bro.
lucky you don't get fucked up.
You're lucky.
Yeah, that's
So
crazy.
I'm like, I'm leaving. And he's like, no, please, I'm leaving. And I'm leaving tomorrow. And he was like super pissed, like, ah, no, blah, blah, blah. You're not loyal. You're leaving me, blah,
Oh
blah,
my
blah.
God.
And then he chill out for a little bit. And then he's like, oh, come on outside. Let's talk. And he was like, where you going? When you gonna start working in another shop? What's the name? Tell me. And I'm like, I'm not working in any other shop, bro. I'm gonna do my own shit.
Yeah.
And I'm leaving. He's like, yeah, but don't leave now. Stay. Stay 1 or 2 weeks more. I was like, hell no, I'm
So
leaving right now.
we can continue with your bullshit.
Yeah,
You crazy?
I grab a few trash bag and I start putting all my shit there. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Fuck you, man.
Yeah, he's a little psychopath. I don't think anybody should work for that man, 'cause I mean, unless you're into getting scammed. Like low key, I mean, like being honest, that's like low key, like that's such a fucked up like environment to be a creative. You know what I'm saying? Like being in a tattoo artist is a creative process, and when you're working in an environment like that where your boss is complete dick, like, and he's like constantly like accusing you of this and that and you stealing, it's like, bro, you're fucking a cuckoo bird because you're on some other shit. So now you're like tweaking and you're like lashing out at your employees, or not even your employees because you're not an employee, but you know what I mean, like the people who are working in the same space as you. That's crazy. That's a fucked up experience. And I know like a lot of tattoo artists have like fucked up apprentice like
Experience.
stories and experiences and shit. Like, it's not like, I don't know, it's sad because it's like not like a thing that you like, it's normal to have like a fucked up experience basically. Like, oh, if you want to be a tattoo artist and you want to get an apprenticeship, you're gonna basically be treated like a piece of shit. I'm gonna have you go get my coffee. I'm gonna have you run my errands, and not only am I gonna ask you to get my
The
coffee
trash
and clean up
can.
all the fucking day and not really learn anything about being a tattoo artist, I'm gonna like talk to you like shit, like you're beneath me, and like go get me a coffee. You know what I mean? Like that's not how you talk to people, bro. That's crazy. That's crazy to say like, damn, I want to be a tattoo artist. I want to be like a creative, like whatever. And you have to have that kind of experience in order to like get where you need to be. Like that has to be your journey, you know? And that's what also the Tattooing 101, they talked about a lot about that too, you know? It's like they shared too, like so many fucked up experiences. Like, bro, if you don't have to
That's
do
nothing
that,
new.
yeah, it isn't. And it's sad to say, you know, but it's like if you don't have to get a tattoo apprentice and a shop, maybe bypass that shit. You know what I mean? Because it just seems like it's drama and it's like,
But at some point you have to.
do you?
That's the sad part. like I did, like after how many years of doing, I have to sign those papers and get an apprenticeship, even though I'm not an apprentice.
Yeah,
But
I
you
mean,
be treated like an apprentice.
you have that little portion, but I mean, I'm just saying to really start and be like a full-on like apprentice, like having to clean and sweep and get errands and do whatever else bullshit they think of, like
I
abuse you,
did
Loki.
it. Cleaning and mopping every day.
Shit.
The
You like, I'm a.
chairs, the mirrors, the windows outside, everything was shiny.
Yeah, like, am I a fucking learning to be a tattoo artist or a motherfucking custodian? Like, that's the thing. That's what people say too, though. They're like, at the end of the day, like, you feel like, first of all, an apprenticeship you're not getting paid for. So that's number one, right? So you still need to figure out how you're gonna pay your fucking bills. And if you're a kid, then you can be at the house with your mom and dad. I guess that's a different vibe, but like, 9 times out of 10, you still got to pay your bills. You still got to eat, put gas in your car, yada,
Of course, you
yada.
have to drive every day to go to the shop.
So it's like you're there every day for the free, and then you're like low key getting abused by them, like just treating you like shit, talking to you like you're fucking nothing. Like, sweep this, mop that, get this, go here. You're like, bitch, I'm not a fucking assistant. Like, what the fuck is going on here? And then they say, like, that's the other thing. You're not really learning shit at the end of the day. Like, I fucking cleaned for a whole fucking year and I didn't learn nothing. Like, if I didn't take that shit into my own fucking hands, I would still not know the things that I need to know. That's crazy. That's
That's the
crazy.
thing. So in other states you can get your like body art card like super easy, but here in Vegas it's like a little bit more difficult because it's a tourist place. So you need that.
Yeah, that's
You
crazy.
need a little fucking card to
To do your shit.
operate.
Yeah. To be in the mix.
Yeah, because you can do your things at home or whatever, but if you wanna be like elevate your business and everything, you need that to
Yeah.
start in a shop and get clients from like in a professional place and everything. So you have to pay that price.
Yeah. Did you have like any like good moments from working at that shop with Crazy Daisy?
Yeah, it was fun, and I met some like nice people. I met my baby.
Yeah, we met each
I
other
tattooed
there.
my mother-in-law
Yeah, that's right.
and auntie.
And yeah, my auntie, or yeah.
And I met the guy I'm working with now. I met him over there.
Yeah, so you did have some like good experiences from that. I mean,
Yeah, it's like good
yeah,
and bad. It's like a roller coaster,
I mean, obviously more cons than pros because he was a real special
I
individual.
left that place with fucking PTSD.
Yeah, no, seriously, and it's I hate to say it, but you know how like there's the tattoo artist stereotypes? He fits like so many of those. Like just wild, just out in these streets, like just doing what the fuck ever, like just what the fuck ever with your family, what the fuck ever with your job, your shop, like what the fuck ever with the people who working in there, like you don't give a fuck. Like he really did not like he say anything, even whether it made actual sense or not. But I mean, when you're doing,
He get mad when we was playing in the phone, and he's like, "You guys using too much Wi-Fi. Do something. Go clean." We're like, "We're not even using your Wi-Fi. Your Wi-Fi sucks. We're using the next door Wi-Fi. It was like the store, like a
Yeah.
mini market.
Yeah.
We're stealing Wi-Fi from there."
Yeah, no, it's like
He was tripping for whatever reason.
that's what I'm saying. Like he was just on he was on some
Yeah.
different levels, and that's what happens when you're on those
Deal with that
levels.
guy, it was like sometimes good, fun, and sometimes like hard
Yeah.
to deal with that man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, unfortunately, like That's sad that like you even had to like go through that kind of situation. I don't think like any work environment should be like that. Like who wants like to deal with all that and like drama? That's crazy. That's a crazy experience.
So I end up leaving, and then I start working with the homie I'm working with now, and he offered me the he's gonna sign up for me, and he's not gonna charge me nothing because I already spent for being scammed for
You already
week.
send bukus of money.
Yeah, 4,500. That's a lot of money. So I'm still working with that guy.
Yeah, well, you went to another place.
Yeah, that was another whole story.
Anyways, we're gonna let's skip that over that. But yeah, that's a whole nother. Oh, yeah. Anyways,
Long story.
yeah, another long story. We'll skip that. But yeah, so yeah, you're working in a shop now, and that's cool. That's cool. That's pretty much like how your journey went. And what would you say like is your like your favorite tattoo styles or the ones that you're the best at?
Black and gray realism, like letters,
Yeah.
Chicano.
Yeah, no, that's super cool. Anything you want to add about your journey?
It's not like everybody thinks like you enjoy your work, like drawing or tattooing people and making good money from that. It's like pros and cons. If you wanna make it, like it's a little bit rough out there.
Yeah. And yeah, I think people think differently.
Yeah,
They
it's like,
think.
oh, I'm gonna be an artist and I'm gonna start making good money and I'm gonna have cool coworkers and it's a cool job and we're gonna chain tattoos and blah blah blah, but it's not like everybody thinks.
It's definitely not like that. And you definitely don't always like all your coworkers, you know? That's not like, that's just not how it is, you know? It's real life shit and
Yeah,
it's
sometimes
different.
the customer's tripping too.
Yeah, oh my
Sometimes you
God.
like you have some issues. You can have issues with the owner or coworkers, and sometimes the customer's tripping for something.
Yeah, I remember you told me that story like one time when you were at another shop and you told me like about people as like a couple that came in trying to get some stuff.
Oh, I hate that people.
And they were like, oh, you know, what's the price that you're gonna give us for this tattoo or whatever? And you quoted them the price based on the sizing, whatever, whatever. And then I remember, like, wasn't it like one paid and then the other one didn't pay yet or something, or they're gonna pay at the end or
No,
something?
I said, okay, I'm gonna say like with numbers and everything, it's 100, but it's 100 each. And that man, he just signed the papers like super quick. He was on drugs or something. And he jumped into the tattoo bed. He's like, okay, do my tattoo. And I was like, what the fuck? I need your ID. I need your payment. And he's like, oh, okay, what's your cash app? Okay, here's 100. But he told I said 100 for two tattoos and I said 100 each. So I did his tattoo and then his lady start tripping like, oh, I want my tattoo. I'm like, no, it's 100. He's like, no, but you told me it was 100 for both. He said, I already paid you 100. You have to do it. And the lady start tripping. And I was like going off. I called the owner, like, all these people are tripping. They're fucking. I'm about to go crazy. I wanna slap both.
Yeah,
But.
and that's the thing. It's like you're trying to be like professional and this and that, but like don't insult my fucking intelligence. Don't try to make it seem like I told you 100 for two. Like you're already getting a deal, a steal. It's already a small tattoo. You have the 200 or you don't. Like, you know what I mean? And then try to lie like, oh no, you said like
Nah.
no, I didn't say that. Oh.
I'm smoking drugs or you smoking drugs?
Yeah, somebody's smoking drugs and it ain't me.
So I end up like doing the that guy lady's tattoo. And she was like some bullshit about like, oh, I'm gonna get one of my friends. He's working in the TV show in Masters. I was like, shut the fuck up, and I blast the music with the whole volume
Yeah,
possible. I don't want to hear you. And then
you,
I'm done. I rub some Vaseline, like, go away.
yeah, like you better have $200. We're sure that you don't know nobody on the TV, baby, and we don't care about Ink Masters.
Nah.
Like, bro, who cares? That drama show, that show ain't
That's
shit.
comedy.
Yeah,
It's not even real.
that show's a fucking joke, and we know you don't know nobody from there, so it's like. People are a trip, bro. Like the stories that have been accumulated, crazy. Real crazy. Like,
So I did it, and I'm like, just leave, go away. I don't want to see you anymore.
get
That
out
was
of my
a.
sight.
Ay. That was a
Yeah, that was,
rough day.
I remember when you were telling me about that. You were like,
I
I'm
want to
gonna
kill them.
fucking lose my shit. Yeah, no, I know that's crazy. People
Want
definitely push the limits and the boundaries with shit. Especially like that's my favorite. I'm always gonna say it is like the people that come in and they're like, "Oh yeah, I want to get this," and you're like, "Okay, it's gonna be such and such." What? And it's like so much attitude and shit. And it's like, "Oh well, I got this for $100." You're like, "Yeah," and it looks like fucking shit, madam. You know what I'm saying? Like, you think that shit looks good. That
You're
shit is
paying shit and the
trash.
tattoo looks shit too.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? You get what you get. Quality is always should be your number one. And if you don't have money for that right
Quality,
now,
not quantity.
exactly. And if you don't have the money for that right now, just be like, okay, yeah, you know what? Thank you so much for your time. I'll be back. And you save up your coins or whatever. And you come back when you have the money. People like to make a fucking spectacle. It's like,
It was
so unnecessary.
some random lady show up one day, and she was asking me for a quarter sleeve. It was like super realistic roses, like two or three, and like a diamond, like super realistic, and like a those old pocket watches with like a heart shape. And I say like, oh, that can be like around like 700, 800 for the low. I'm not gonna say 1,000 because I know they're gonna say like, oh, why is that much? And the lady said, can you do it for 300? Yeah, can you do it for 300? I have 300 for this tattoo. And I'm like, that I'm gonna charge you seven, like eight. And if you wanna get it now, like as a walk-in, I can give you a deal for seven, but not three. And she start asking me like, is that for because use materials? I was like, no, that's my experience. You showing me a super, super realistic picture? Do you want it like that or you want it like super basic? She's like, no, I want it like the picture, super realistic. Yeah, 800. And but why? Is your materials expensive? I was like, yeah, I use an expensive machine. Expensive needles, good quality inks, and like my experience and my time.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. And it's like sometimes you gotta like let people know, like, I'm charging you because this and that, because it's like they don't understand, you know? But it's so funny, like, to come in there, like, oh, I have a budget of $300 and I'm gonna get half a sleeve, a whole sleeve, like,
Yeah, man.
two legs done. Like, that's crazy. You know how much time that takes? That's a lot of
And you know how
time.
much time takes to learn that and get that level?
Right.
That's a lot of years.
Exactly.
It's longer than go to the university and be a doctor. That's
Yeah.
how many years? Like five, six?
I have no clue. Too many. All I know.
But to get like that kind of level and tattoo wise, it's like 7, 8, 10 to get like that kind of realistic tattoos.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What's your cheapest tattoo?
My cheapest? Are you really want me to answer
No, I'm playing.
that?
I'm
What?
playing.
I'm like, wait, really? Okay, so my question to you, have you ever had a crush on a client?
Nah, just you. Ding.
Right answer. Nice.
Approved.
Ding ding. Approved. Yeah. So, yeah, so basically that's kind of like your journey in a nutshell, right?
My journey is kind of long.
Well, of course.
The different states, different now, different in this city, like different charts.
Yeah, for sure.
We good. We good.
Well, that's good though. I mean, that's a hell of a journey, and you had some interesting moments along the way. That shitty man.
Shady man being scammed. Customer shipping.
Customer is
Customer.
gonna trip until the day it's over. That part doesn't stop. We're gonna be constantly bombarded with that type of
This guy will
situation.
show up one day. He's like, I want this tattoo. Okay, 600. Okay. He don't even bring his ID. He just bring a picture. We're like, okay, that works. Where's the money? You want, when I'm about to be done, it's like, you want to pay it in cash, you want to pay it in card, or Venmo sale, or whatever. It's like, I don't have any debit card with me. I don't have any cash. I don't have nothing. I'm like, you kidding me? It's like, no, I don't even bring my wallet with me.
What the fuck are you doing in
And
here, crazy?
I stopped the session, and I called the owner. I'm like, oh, look at this guy. It's like, just finish. I'm gonna talk to him later. I finished the tattoo, fucking piss. And then he was start like calling mom and dad to save his ass. Is
That's
he
crazy.
is he have two options: going to jail or
Yeah.
nah. It's like, you
You're
don't
like,
have money,
nah.
you're trying to get something, and he bring a friend. He's like, I invite you, I pay. So he
What?
bring a friend, the
Pay?
friend gets at it.
Where's the money? I'm on
He
the
don't even have
pay.
money.
That's
He's inviting
crazy.
people.
That's crazy.
I want to
So that's a
kill
loose
him too.
screw for sure, because you don't even have money for your tattoo, and you're bringing a homeboy with you, and a
You don't even
homeboy don't
pay.
have money neither.
You don't even pay.
Did
So
his
then I
parents
have,
pay?
yeah, but I have to like have an eye on him because he was on the
Oh,
phone like in and out. I don't want him like run. If he run, he's done.
if
I'm
you run,
fast.
you're over. You hear me?
I'm a fucking cheetah running.
Yeah, no, I like that's the thing. Even I seen, remember I tell you like those videos that I watch about like girls who do the acrylic nails,
Oh yeah.
and some of those girls are like, I don't like it, I'm not paying for this no more. And they're like, yes, the fuck you are, or I'm gonna snip those motherfuckers off your fingers. So try to walk away if you want to. And they're like, oh, you can't do that. They're like, yes, I can. This is my
Haha.
service. If you don't have the money, I'm snipping the fucking nails off. Like, you know what I mean? Like, who does shit
I'm
like
gonna
that?
bring a fucking
Cuckoo birds?
sandpaper, and I'm gonna
Oh
rub it till that ink is off of your fucking skin.
my God, people are fucking nutty, bro. Like, crazy.
So
Like,
that guy end up calling mom and dad, and dad sent a half, and mom sent the other half, like 315, 315, something like that. And then we'll release him. Like, okay, get the fuck out of here, man.
all the
Don't come back.
trouble, fucking causing all this trouble and shit.
Yeah. And I was like losing customers because I have to like look at him all the time so he don't run.
Sheesh.
Yeah,
Well,
wasting time. Oh my God. And a level.
this is mom and dad came through,
Yeah.
because that would have been a bad day for a little boy. That's crazy to come to a tattoo shop and be like, yeah, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. You don't have no money, bro. That's fucking crazy. Like, who in their head like thinks like that? Like, I'm gonna go in here and get my nails done, tell the lady I want friendship, acrylic, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, time to pay. And you're like, well, I don't have money.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like, no, that's crazy.
That's a trouble.
That's a sickness. You're fucking sick, bro.
If you don't have money, don't go to places. You're not gonna get something for free. Nothing is free.
Nothing. Absolutely
Nothing. Not even
nothing.
the water is free.
Shit.
Nothing.
Nothing
You
is
wanna
free.
park somewhere? You have to pay.
Yeah, nothing is free.
And
Well,
tattoos are expensive, and a good tattoo is expensive.
exactly, and that's true. And quality.
Yeah, tattoos are not cheap. And good tattoos, baby, good tattoos are not cheap. And cheap tattoos are not good.
Right, exactly. That's true. That's for sure. So, yeah, so that sums up your tattooing journey and a little bit how you got started, where you're at now, low key. And we definitely had to dive into that on the second episode because, yeah, I think that's only like right. People are gonna want to know
Yeah.
more info on you and whatnot.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
So.
So let's go ahead and, oh, I wanted to say, do you have any advice for people who are trying to like get started as a tattoo artist?
Yeah, of course. My
What's some
advice.
key things like?
Advice for new people like consistency and
Learn the
keep
craft.
not learn the craft, but like just consistency. And if you want to start, just start with what you have. And then when you have like a drawing portfolio, like a little bit like 10 pages or more. And you have a little bit of experience, then you can go ahead and ask for an apprenticeship, but be careful. Like, have to be careful with the mentor they're gonna choose. Because there's a lot of people asking for a lot of money and they don't teach you nothing. They just want your money.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. So that's some good advice for people trying to start. Obviously, I think you should definitely learn the craft because you have to
Yeah.
have the skill and you need to build the skill in order to even, be good and things like that and be able to charge, good money for your work,
Yeah.
you know.
Need a little, not a little, a lot of discipline. Because talent, everybody can have a talent, but you need discipline.
Okay. So basically we wanted to encourage you guys if you guys want to send in your stories that you guys have, like tattoo stories or anything like that,
Questions too.
you guys can send that in. You guys can send in your questions that you may have. If you guys are looking for some advice on a certain thing, tattoo related, of course, or PMU related or medical tattooing related, something obviously on those lines. Definitely send in your questions, comments, whatever. And we definitely will take a look at that. You can do anonymous or you can say, have us say your name, whatever you're like more comfortable with.
Yeah.
Either or, it doesn't really matter. Yeah, so that's open and you guys can always send that into the Gmail that we have, the Inked Enthusiast podcast at Gmail. Or the Inked Enthusiast podcast on Instagram. So either or, we do have some guests lined up for you guys that are going to be coming soon. We're trying to get a few episodes out with just us for the beginning, but we do have some fun stuff under our sleeves.
Yeah.
And thank you guys for listening to my voice like this. My voice is so like raspy.
It's a little bit.
It's because I'm not sleeping well. I'm not sleeping very well. So I think, like, you know, when your body is like shot, you know, you like it kind of,
We're working hard.
yeah, it lets you know, like, your body is like shot in other ways. And it's letting me know, like, through my voice. Like, my voice is, it's better than it was the other days. That's why we didn't record anything those days. But it is a lot better, but it's still a little raspy and stuff. So thanks for listening to that. And yeah, so I think this is gonna wrap it up for the second episode. We definitely wanted to get his journey and those things like kind of early on, because we do have some other juicy things to
To share.
to share and to talk about. So thank you for tuning in. We definitely appreciate it, and thank you again to all the people who have shown support and love. We definitely appreciate it.
Like listeners, followers, liking, sharing.
Yeah, definitely subscribing to the new YouTube. We definitely appreciate that also. And also the YouTube is the same name as the podcast channel, just FYI if you guys are interested. And yeah, we're gonna head out. We need to eat some food. We're starving. At least I'm
We have a
starving.
long day.
Yeah, and this beer is making me feel like I need to eat. What about you?
Yeah, me too.
So we're gonna skedaddle and get up out of here, and we will be back for episode 3. It won't be an interview style, but it's gonna be a juicy topic that we're gonna talk about. So come back for more if you enjoyed, and we will see you guys soon.
And we're gonna wait for people's, for our community, like suggestion, questions, or stories. You can tell us
Yes.
your story and we can talk about that. And
Yeah, definitely, you guys. If you guys have a
it's gonna be
story
fun.
or any questions, or you would like any advice on something, obviously tattoo related, PMU related, et cetera, the things I mentioned earlier, definitely, definitely reach out about it. And whether, like I said, whether you want to be anonymous or not, it doesn't really matter. We'll definitely get that going.
Of course.
Yeah,
Thanks so
so.
much, everybody.
Yeah.
Have a blessed day, a blessed night.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we'll see you soon, and take care. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.